NBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Four people killed in a stabbing in Rockford, Illinois. Seven people wounded in the same stabbings. There's a 22-year-old in custody, but they have no clear motive right now. Rockford is about an hour and a half west of Chicago. Former FTX crypto exchange founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today. Prosecutors say he should get up to 50 years behind bars for defrauding his customers out of billions of dollars. Crews begin cleanup today of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore as questions remain about why that cargo ship rammed into it, causing it to collapse.
We still don't know what caused the ship's power outage. That's going to take more time. But the priority right now is to safely remove that bridge and that ship from the harbor here so that you could safely and eventually reopen the port of Baltimore.
ABC's Gio Benitez in Baltimore. Egg prices are up. Cocoa prices are up. Both things leading to an Easter holiday that'll cost you more than it has the past few years. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting tougher on human trafficking. Governor Evers signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law yesterday. One of them creates a new human trafficking council in the Justice Department next year. Another bill would require training for people who often cross paths with victims and vulnerable people, including private security officers, bus drivers, and hotel and motel owners. Americans would have to start to wait longer to collect Social Security under a new U.S. House Republican plan. It's pitched as a way to save Social Security, but Nancy Altman of the group Social Security Works says it would end up hurting middle-income earners.
They're certainly not Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and the billionaire class.
Republicans say their changes would not cut or delay benefits for anyone at or near retirement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is offering a fun outdoor running event for all ages and abilities on Saturday, May 18th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center. Race for Grace offers a quarter-mile kids run, one-mile run-walk, 5K run-walk, and 10K run. Those that register for Race for Grace before May 2nd will receive a T-shirt and swag bag loaded with goodies from Grace and local businesses. There is also a discount for those that register before April 1st. Registration is available online at walkwithgrace.com. It's the end of a tradition as Quick Trip is set to discontinue bagged milk. The convenience store chain has been offering milk in bags for 40 years, a practice more common in Canada than the U.S. But company officials say fewer and fewer people have been buying the bags, and they'll be ending sales in May. Shoppers will continue to be able to buy milk in plastic jugs. For WRCE, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose Pat Beverley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened Sunday night. Bucks guard Pat Beverley says his right wrist kept bothering him during warm-ups. He still played in the game against the Thunder, then had x-rays the next day.
Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and gonna need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months.
Beverley likely done for the season. The Bucks face the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. College basketball tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers women's team faces the Illinois State Redbirds in the NIT. Baseball, the Brewers and Mets game canceled due to poor weather in New York. The two teams will try again tomorrow. Bob Uecker says he'll be back in the broadcast booth for opening day next week at American Family Field. Then it's day-to-day after that. Uecker is 90 years old and has been calling Brewers games since 1971.
Just a bit outside.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high, 54, with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Whenever you hear that song, you can rest assured that we are going to be joined by, in the pharmacy, by Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing?
Morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How about you?
It's always great, man, when you're on the air. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We encourage you, all of you in the listening audience, all across civic media, if you have any questions or comments about your medications and you know, what you need to do and your health and those kinds of things, now is the time. And every Thursday at 9 o'clock, join me and again, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and there's not a better person that I've found when it comes to someone who can explain what happens to you, your body, and the medications that you are taking. So Dr. Omar, you and I talked briefly. Again, 844-967-2789 is the number. You and I talked briefly on last week's show about the different vaccines.
Yeah.
Excuse me, that for whatever reason, people have decided we no longer need to take. And they found out and they're listening to people on the internet who are saying, don't take those vaccinations, because if you take those vaccinations, they're going to do this to you. Your teeth will grow longer, you know, than your arms. And people are just accepting this foolishness. Tell us. So what's fact and what's fiction?
The problem, Errol, it's
also coming from health professionals. Like, we posted something on vaccines last week, and I saw a pharmacist that I know put a sad, angry face on the post to encourage immune-compromised patients to come get the vaccine. By immune-compromised, we're talking about cancer patients. We're talking about patients that are treated by chemo, by biologics. People who have congenital immune deficiency, their immune system is not strong enough to live through the debate of to vaccinate or not to vaccinate based on things that are said on the internet. Vaccines are helping. The data are out there. If the CDC come and say that people need to get a new booster of the COVID vaccine for 65 years old plus patients, this is important because a lot of our parents and elderly people cannot withstand long-lasting COVID when they are not taking the right vaccine, even they are not taking the right, let's say, supplements to boost the immune system. So there has to be kind of sense and protection to our community.
You know, Dr. Omar, you mentioned COVID. I think 99% of the people think we're beyond that now. And what are you talking about? Why are you talking about COVID? That was passé. That was a while back. Why do you keep bringing COVID up? That's not an issue anymore.
I'll give you an example. I was in the pharmacy and I had 2 days that I was really sick and tired and standing and just, I felt like I'm not there. And then I recovered. I recovered fast, I think. And on Monday, I found that I lost my smell. I'm not smelling at all. So I recovered and I lost my smell and I didn't test myself. I found that I didn't test myself and it seems like it was a passing COVID. So the problem, we're not testing now. We are not testing even with the home testing kits that we have in the farms and at home. We just forgot about it, kind of. So COVID is out there. People are getting sick. People are going to the hospital to get treatments. But the other challenge also is that there are viruses now that are not identified that are passing by, and we just have them around. We have GI symptoms. People are throwing up and have nausea and vomiting and also upper respiratory tract. This is happening now. Is this COVID or is this not COVID? The challenge is like we are waiting for the authorities to tell us that there is something out there when we see it in every house.
So Dr. Omar, when you say one of your colleagues is giving different information than you and than the health and the what's the
CDC
and yeah the CDC yeah. And, yeah yeah the CDC so when you hear that, you know, your trained colleague is giving the wrong information, how do you, you know, how does that rest with you?
It doesn't rest with me. Look, I have to be honest with you. I have a close friend who got the vaccine and got serious adverse events from the vaccine. But still, if I have cases, one in 500,000 or one in 1 million that can get side effects, I cannot ignore authenticated data that suggests that COVID-19 vaccine-induced immunity protects against reinfection, so protect you from reinfection, 5 times better than a previous COVID-19 infection. So you thrive better when you have the vaccine in your body. But at the same time, there is adverse events that we cannot ignore. If I focus the light on an incident here and an incident there and forget that I have to follow the science, I'm going to be hurting the whole community. So I get like to ask the question, okay, if you have a problem with this vaccine or that vaccine, show me the science. Show me how, if I unvaccinate the people, this is going to protect the community. This is going to protect us from an infection. This is going to not make us stay home again. It's going to keep going. It's not going to stop. And that's why I thought, I am a holistic pharmacy. I treat with supplements. Sorry, I suggest supplements all day long. I do compounds. So I consider myself to be a holistic pharmacist, but I cannot ignore that we are here to protect and to be safeguard for the community from ideas that can develop to methods of just kind of hurting all of us.
If you are just joining us, it's Thursday, it's 9 o'clock, and that means Omar the pharmacist in the pharmacy with Omar the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. So Dr. Omar, I got to thinking about medications that are prescribed and side effects. And so I looked up one to dealing with diabetes drugs. And so diabetes is the onset of diabetes, obesity. Explain it to me if I'm wrong or correct me. If you're overweight, you stand a really high likelihood that you are going to contract diabetes. Is it safe to say that?
Well, it is safe to say that diabetes is a causative factor for other problems like cardiovascular problems, heart problems, obesity, increasing in the cholesterol and increasing in the blood pressure. So controlling the A1C, which is kind of the number that you can go every 3 months to the doctor, it's a blood test. It would tell you if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic or you're normal. So if your A1C is less than 5.7, you are normal. You're pre-diabetic if the A1C 5.7 to 6.4, and diabetic, the magic number is 6.5 or higher. It's like you get an official diagnosis that you have diabetes, which means the insulin doesn't work as it should in your body. So if you control and focus on this number that you go every 3 months and find a better number, that's what says that your A1C is better, so you can use the insulin in a better way. But you're not going to do that easily without checking your blood sugar at home once or twice a week.
So if you have a glucose meter and the glucose meter doesn't read in the 6.5, 5.6, it says 102 or 90. How do you translate that into what the A1C?
That's an excellent question. So the A1C is like when you go to the exam every 3 months. checking with the blood sugar monitor is like studying. So when you check with your blood sugar monitor, there's two ways. Either you do it before you eat or after you eat by 2 hours. So before you eat, you're checking the blood sugar. It would be normal if it's less than 130. I would tell you less than 130. For an empty stomach, you wake up, you check your blood sugar, less than 130. But if you eat a meal and you wait 2 hours, insulin is produced in your body. So we want the number to be less than 160. So checking these numbers, and all of the meters now in the market, most of them would record the numbers through the week. So right. You can take it to the doctor so he can see the previous numbers. And based on those numbers, you would know that your blood sugar is good or not good.
So 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, and you guys can always call, not just about what we're talking about, but Dr. Umar is here. Omar is here to talk to you and respond to you about all of the things you are dealing with your medications. Again, every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Earl Ingram Show in the pharmacy with Dr. Umar, the pharmacist, in 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. All right. Is this the price for having learned how not to cry?
From the center, WRCE.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires. Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's the proprietor of WellPoint Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack from Racine. Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I enjoyed the conversation that you're having with Dr. Omar, and I really like what he had to say about vaccines and why people take vaccines, dealing with statistics and probability. I don't think we talk about that enough, and some people apparently don't understand that statistics. But people live based on statistics all the time. It's hard to understand why people who will pick out a vaccine that they're so against, and yet they'll get on an airplane and trust the science of engineering to get up in the air. I don't get it, you know. So there's something psychological going there. They never learned how to take a shot when they were a kid or something. I don't know. But the other thing I wanted to say is I noticed on the news this morning some of the lawyers who helped Trump in the insurrection attempt are losing their law licenses. In other words, they had malpractice in law and the rules of being a lawyer, and they're being prosecuted for it, and they're facing consequences. And I think the same thing ought to happen to people with medical licenses of any kind, pharmacy licenses, who tell people things that aren't true about their health and really hurt people, individuals, their families, and society with bad information. And I wonder if the doctor, you are aware of people in the medical profession who have had professional consequences from telling lies to people about vaccines, for instance.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar?
I think that the boards of medicine and boards of pharmacy are well aware when someone is providing wrong information or kind of saying something that can hurt the public, because we are responsible for protection of the public and providing good information based on our learning and the training. So I can also applaud to the Board of Pharmacy that they investigate in every single complaint that come their way. Like, they're very vigorous, like they're not playing games. It's just, but this is not what is intended to happen with the information, because we're talking about ideas that can be invading the community in different ways, and the support doesn't need to be like a statement or some kind of, I put it in a newsletter, but it can be just in silence, just listening and not defending good medicine. So the thing is, like, the people who have the information that's based on data and science should speak up and not think that people know. No, we do not know. We listen to people who we trust, and gaining the trust of the public based on that is very important. Preaching the knowledge that we think and believe is correct is very important, because we want to empower the community based on just awareness and not based on fining and taking the license and doing that, because this just hasn't worked before and it will never work. We are a free country and there is freedom of speech, and we want to encourage people to tell us their true thoughts are. Otherwise, they're not going to tell you what they're thinking of. People are going to be mute and silent, and they're not going to discuss with you that they think that this is bad medication or bad vaccine. They're just going to do it, and it's going to happen behind our backs. So I think we need to preach it more and just kind of provide data and market the right science and the good science.
Very well said, Dr. Omar. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How are you? And thank you very much for listening and calling, as always.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I had the good fortune on last weekend to go on to Wauwatopia and to find a green super powder. Dr. Omar was as informative with my questions as he is on the program. My question today relates to discussion we had yesterday about memory concerns, dementia, you know, Alzheimer's. And I'd like to ask Dr. Omar if he has an opinion about MCT3 oil, which I think is found in coconut oil, and if it's helpful, you know, in supporting the brain and the nervous system, or any other nutritional or supplement supports that we could be taking. I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
And Mary, thank you as always.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you for coming to the pharmacy. MCT oil, it's coming from the coconut oil. It has to be in a very pure version. There were some studies about how it helps to support brain health. We have to think of the brain as, like, most of it is fat. More than 65 or 70% of the brain is fat. So having the right amount, concentration of the fats for the brain, the omega-3 to omega-6 is always supportive and excellent. So MCT oil can help, but focusing on getting omega-3 oil on a daily basis is going to be more important, and more data with it. So omega-3, we focus on that. And there are things also that help support the memory. L-theanine can help support with less anxiety, more management of the stress. And there is a compound that we make called synapsin. It has to be compounded from certain pharmacies. Synapsin, it's the best thing that we have to support and boost memory for seniors and also for patients post-concussion. I know that most people didn't hear about synapsin. It's a compound. It's something that is taken intranasally. It's, think of it as ginseng that goes directly to the brain. This is one of the compounds we have been using for the last 10 years among, I think, 4,000 pharmacies in the United States. But there are a lot of supplements that can help. Ginkgo can help support memory. The problem with ginkgo is that you cannot take a high dose when you're taking also a blood thinner. So I would highly recommend that when you see memory boosting supplement coming, popping up in front of you in ads, check with the pharmacist and with your doctor to see if there is drug interaction that can happen from this to take with the other medications that you can be taking.
You know what, Dr. Omar, what I want to do as we move further into the show is I want you to talk about a man that you and I both knew, a pharmacist who was a holistic pharmacist. You know, and this man was an unbelievable, unbelievable man who probably practiced for what, 60 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many years did Dr. Carter practice?
I think forever.
Yeah.
Dr. Carter was like, you know, it was energy.
Yeah. And so I remember this gentleman, and he was way ahead of his time, and he was a holistic pharmacist before most others even thought about it. And he prescribed those meds for our community from the time I was a young boy, 16, 17 years old. And you had the pleasure of learning from him in his latter years. I think it's important that we have kind of a little dialogue. Do you mind?
About, yeah, sure.
About who he was and how much you learned from him. All right. So in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you. News, weather, and sports.
Tune in Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve.
Mark Pocan, my congressman, joins the Devil's Advocates radio show 4 to 6 across the state of Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. March is a big month for college basketball and for gambling addiction problems. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says it's especially risky for young adults.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Don't cry over spilled milk, but what about bagged milk? Quick Trip convenience stores are closing the lid on bagged milk in May after more than 40 years. The company says people aren't buying as much bagged milk as they used to. Quick Trip says customers who had special promotional coupons for bagged milk are being offered other milk products. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Not all heroes wear capes. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is seeking nominations for its annual Southwest Wisconsin Heroes Golf event, honoring individuals who have made an impact in the lives of others through their bravery, dedication, and humanitarian service. If you know of a local hero, nominate them to be recognized by filling out an online form on the Red Cross website. Nominations are due by this Sunday. Wisconsin's homelessness rate is trending upwards, according to a new report. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says the number of homeless Wisconsinites is up after years of decline. WPF says pressures from the pandemic pushed many people out of their homes as they lost their jobs, and the sudden rise in home prices and rent has only made it harder for people to get back into a permanent home. The forum says Wisconsin communities need to look at expanding transitional housing for homeless people and try to make up differences in lost federal stimulus funds to continue to provide shelter. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Okay, romantics, season 28 of The Bachelor is in the books, and tabloids, including the New York Post, are calling the finale absolutely jaw-dropping. Apparently, no one saw Bachelor Joey Grazadeh handing a rose and proposing to the finalist who said yes. See, jaw-dropping would have been the appropriate headline if she said no. But instead, this season ended like the previous 27 seasons, in routine, jaw-dropping fashion. Here's hoping they last until the premiere of season 29. Say what you want about reality TV, but they are making strides in diversity. The Hollywood Reporter says The Bachelorette will have an Asian-American lead for the first time. 25-year-old Jen Tran has been selected for the show's 21st season to fend off prospective husbands. Tran was eliminated from this season of The Bachelor, but sometimes 15 minutes of fame comes with a snooze alarm. Good luck, Jen. We hope you find TV love. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high of 45 today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon. Our high 54 with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. And if you are just joining us and joining us for the first time, every Thursday at 9 a.m., we are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia. And so, you know, you can join us at any time during our conversation. Any questions you have about your medications and all of those things, Dr. Omar is here to certainly give you some pertinent information. He's not here to prescribe things for you, but he's here to give you some pertinent information. So Dr. Omar, before we, you know, took a little short hiatus, I wanted to make sure that we talk to the audience. And before we do that, let's go to Bill, man. Calvin, let's bring Bill in quickly. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I can't wait to ask the doctor this. I've been a fan of raw honey for over 10 years, and I take about a good teaspoon of full every day. My health has reflected that. What do you think, Dr. Omar?
I think that raw honey has potential health benefits. I love it. We have it in the pharmacy. It's rich in antioxidants. It helps as antibacterial and antifungal, helps for the digestive health and the flora of the gut, helps with sore throat relief. And I use it also when I make like anisea with raw honey to help with soothing the sore throat as part of what I do after cold and flu symptoms. Potential immune system support, allergy relief. But it's very important to get the raw honey from a local farmer because the bees would have what we say the ability, like the immune system supporting abilities of the area where you live. It's better to get the raw honey from where you live rather than buying raw honey from another state or another country. Nutritious content, I love that you do this every day. Just you have to be careful with the sugar content, though, so you can use it. But just be aware of the amount of sugar that's inside it because it still has a high calorie. So, yeah, I would say like a tablespoon or something a day is fine. But for diabetic patients, I would be aware that it can raise blood sugar.
Bill, thank you very much for the call. So before the call with Bill, I was talking with Dr. Omar about this wondrous man who's no longer with us, Dr. Carter. Let's talk a little bit about Dr. Carter, just a spectacular human being.
So I worked with Dr. Carter for several months, and we were working in a store that was his last store that he was dispensing herbal medicine. And I remember that I used to always have my notepad with him because his memory and his ability to just answer questions related to different ailments and just give suggestions, recommendations, tuck, 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 like a shotgun. He was a wealth of knowledge. He had compounding prescription formulas that are very old, very effective. People come to him and ask him for them, and I would just look at the ingredients that he uses, and it was marvelous that these are 50 years old and 60 years old formulas that he still uses to treat things that the commercial available product do not treat, like eczema on the head, some formulas of essential oils to help with hair growth. And then I would see patients coming, taking get for a few months, and I would ask them, like, what's your feedback? And the patients say, this is the only thing that works for me. And he would be able to offer this with comparable prices. I created a program that Dr. Carter would sit with pharmacists and interns, and they would throw questions to him about what can we use to help with this ailment, with shingles, with and he would just give complementary medicine ideas, specific products with doses that I think I still have those files. But Dr. Carter was an inspiring human being because he never said no to anybody. And while he was in his even final days, you ask him a question and his eyes would just glow with wonder and excitement, and he would tell you what you need to do. Yeah, Dr. Carter is like, he built something different in Milwaukee that will stay long after he passes.
You know, he was still practicing into his 80s. And yes. And I remember this wondrous man. I worked in a pharmacy from the age of 14 to 18. Wow. And so it was a Rexall pharmacy for those who, you know, been around a while. The Rexall pharmacies left a long time ago, long before you were born, Dr. Omar. I don't know if you ever heard of
that. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of the Rexall pharmacies, but they were a chain of pharmacies. And they were privately owned by different pharmacists. And so I remember his pharmacy was about six blocks from where I was employed. And whenever we were out of meds, I would go down. I worked for a couple Germans, Elmer and Maida Detman, a husband and wife pharmaceutical team that owned this Rexall drugstore and that employed me from 14 to 18. And I would go down and take meds to him, and he would come, and I would go and pick meds up from him and bring them to us. And they just had a great partnership, and I got to know him really well as a young boy. And the man was a special, special person. And so if you think about it, it was amazing to me that I had gone long into my 60s, and I would go to the drugstore, and it was still the way it was from the time I was a young boy. He still had all the same kinds of things, but he had all of these people who would come in without a prescription from the doctor, Dr. Omar, and tell him what was going on with them. And he would take the time out with each one of them. And as you stated, create the compounds and all those other things from memory, I guess. And so I have to ask you, do you think he learned those things back when he trained as a pharmacist, or do you think, because we're talking, had to be the 50s.
I talked to Dr. Carter about this specifically, and I asked him, how did you get your training on the natural medicine? And he got his training. He was one of the, he was the only colored student in, I think, Alabama University.
Right.
Pharmacy school, and he's telling me that he trained with excellent pharmacists that trained him on natural medicine. That's where he started, and they inspired to him that you can just continue this and grow this. And he, when he created his store in Milwaukee, he was telling me that I had like four or five pharmacies around me, and they all closed within years.
Right.
And he stayed because it was the cornerstone. People would come to him that they just, before going to the doctor, they would go to Dr. Carter and ask him for natural remedies. And they get the natural remedies because he's a pharmacist. He can see that this, how this can work with the medicine that they take. Patients get better, and they don't have to go to the doctor to or schedule an appointment. So he was like, people would come to him for advice. And the nice thing also, he's like, he picks up the phone. Try to call the pharmacy in any chain store and try to speak to a pharmacist, you know?
Yeah.
No, Dr. Carter picked up the phone, man. He would pick up the phone, he would answer the call, finish it, and he doesn't ask you for anything in return. So he had something different and unique. And there are those pharmacists are out there, but the problem is the workload that we have on our on our pocket and on our desk to finish can be huge. So we don't have time to talk to patients. But the nice thing about Dr. Carter, he continued doing what he was doing. He was unique. He had excellent training and he kept learning. And he just knew so many companies that provide high quality natural remedies. And I learned from those companies and I brought some to my store because we discussed actually with Dr. Carter. I discussed with him opening my store and I told him, what do you think? And his eyes glow and he told me, if I'm with you in this, it would be very successful. So it was actually, he inspired me also with some ideas.
He was an icon in my community. And the fact that as time went on and the fact that his store is still operable, the fact that Hyatt came in and made sure that the legacy of Dr. Carter's store over on 24th and Hour will live on, I think was a great thing. How did he respond to that? I'm sure he was very
appreciative that Hyatt Pharmacy has offered him this opportunity, and he was very happy that he can practice freely and provide recommendations for natural medicine in his store. In his last few years, he was very happy that he can just come back. And he had some health issues, and then he would just come back to the store and do what he's used to do. He would go on the radio shows every week. And it just like, I think if he practiced for 50 or 60 years, the last day of his practice is similar to the first day of his practice. He still is Dr. Carter that has a wealth of knowledge. His brain was sharp early.
He
always was here. He took care of himself.
You know,
he was taking very good supplements. Yeah.
Dr. Omar, having dialogue with the pharmacists as we are having with you, every Thursday here at 9 o'clock is a lost. It's a lost kind of thing. It doesn't exist much anymore, right? Even the pharmacy where I worked as a young boy, Elmer and Mater Detman both would take the time out, and they were, you know, privately owned, and maybe that's the key, right? Maybe that's the difference. I don't know how many privately owned pharmacies there are anymore, but I'm sure you guys are, without question, the exception. Privately owned pharmacies today are kind of an impossible thing to do, right?
It's not easy. There are some independent pharmacies out there. We try to help and empower each other. And kind of, if I don't have a medication, I would do similar that you did with Dr. Carter's pharmacy. You would go and ask them for help if you have a bottle of this medication or Mounjaro that's out of stock and I need a box for one of my patients. So we work with some pharmacies around us, but it's very hard now because insurance companies and prescription benefit manager companies, they're putting so much pressure on the small stores to get them out of business. And we try to help patients. Like, to give you an example, yesterday something happened. I was trying to help a patient get a medication for a commercial available product, and I just spent like an hour trying to help her and make it go through the insurance and call the other pharmacy. And at the end of the day, I found that I lose $120 to dispense the medication. So like, I dispensed the medication with a profit loss to the patient. And I was just asking myself, why do the insurance companies do this to me? And how is this happening with every store in the United States? So it's a big conversation that makes pharmacists so stressed out and not wanting to talk to patients. I can relate to that, but it's not an excuse. We should always provide time for excellent patient care.
All right, 844-967-2789. In the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, you can join us, 844-967-2789. Any questions or comments, we'll certainly take.
listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Oh, all right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. Thank you very much for the call.
I got two questions for the doctor. One is that I heard this week that men that take Viagra, it actually helps Alzheimer's. And because I'm 72, and I just feel a little smarter in the last few years, you know? And
come on, man.
All right.
Hey, come on, but, man. But go ahead.
That is a legitimate question. I'm sure he heard about it. And then the other question is gargling with apple cider vinegar. My wife got this recipe from her grandmother that if you start feeling cold, getting a cold or getting sore throat, gargling with apple cider vinegar and water helps. Is that true?
It's a great question, Gary. Thank you. Dr. Omar?
All right. So the first question about the Viagra and Alzheimer's. So I want to tell you that sildenafil, the active ingredient, has been actually studied to help with Alzheimer's. So reducing risk of Alzheimer's, 2021 study was done that showed that sildenafil had 69% lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease compared to the non-users. It analyzed data over 7 million people and accounted for various factors like sex, race, and age. So it can help. Also, that's how we are trying to repurpose existing drugs that are out there. So if you found that you were using it and it was helping to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease as a treatment, I think there is more studies that are happening to see how it can be repurposed to treat Alzheimer's disease. But if someone have Alzheimer's in the later stage, it's going to be hard for it to help. But to reduce the risk of it happening, that's more of as like a protective measure. And the potential mechanism is that it works by increasing blood flow, which may help to improve the brain function. Also helps as neuroprotective properties, can reduce accumulation of tau protein, which has like a role with Alzheimer's. So let's say it's like a way to say that it's a medicine. Yes, it's synthetic, but not every medicine is bad. So
what about,
there's legs to that.
What about the apple cider vinegar?
Apple cider vinegar is antioxidants and vitamins, supports the immune system. So yeah, it potentially would help fight off the cold and flu viruses. It's just some people cannot take apple cider vinegar because it can be like the acidity is high.
Right.
So make sure that you take it after you eat. Apple cider vinegar has antibacterial properties. It promotes hydration, and drinking apple cider vinegar with water increases the fluid intake, which is important to stay hydrated while being sick and cold and flu. So yeah, there is basis to that as well. So it's an excellent recommendation.
All right, let's go to Jackie from Glendale. Good morning to you, Jackie. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the call. You say what?
I'm going to start taking Viagra, I think. I have a question for Dr. Oha. I'm wondering... seriously.
Hey, leave the humor up to me and Dr. Omar. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm wondering if you can take raw honey instead of, I have to get, and I'm terrified of this, two different antibiotics by IV for Bartonella, and I react to everything. I mean, there's times I just don't wake up for 3 or 4 hours, and then I have to crawl. So I'm terrified of taking these two antibiotics by IV because I know they hit you harder than by mouth, and I can't take it by mouth because my stomach got wrecked from them giving me lidocaine at the hospital when I'm allergic to it. And then now I have gastric paresthesis, so I have to do it by IV.
So the challenge with the Bartonella infection is that there are specific antibiotics prescribed that can help, okay? And if you have problems taking it orally and you have to take it IV, you have to take it IV. It's going to bypass the gut, so it's going to be less problematic when it comes to the microbiome. I would tell you raw honey is not going to be a substitute. We want to make sure that we get rid of the infection that you have. And if it was Bartonella, no, this is serious, and we have to make sure that we take care of it. After you finish the IV treatment, we can do kind of a plan for 6 months to help you get off the side effects from taking those rough antibiotics, and it can be a mix of good probiotics, good mix of greens, and also to work on the gut permeability for you to make sure that you recover completely. But I would highly recommend that you do not substitute the antibiotic prescribed with raw honey. Raw honey is great. I love it, but it has its place in its complementary medicine. But for this kind of infection, we want to make sure we take care of it, we eradicate it, and then we get you back on your feet with good supplements plan.
Hey, Jackie, wish you well, and thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, Dr. Omar, you know, I'm enjoying this hour flies by, right?
Flies
by. And I think more and more people in the listening audience are starting to grow accustomed to our dialogue and our conversation, and more than anything else, they're getting some useful information that, you know, they wouldn't get anywhere else. So it's wonderful that you are on the air. I mean, I really love having you here, and I'm sure the audience loves it as well. That's Omar, the pharmacist, and you can find him at Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thiensville. What's the address?
136 North Main Street in Thiensville.
All right, and we'll see you again next Thursday, my friend.
See you again.
Thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go always. Couldn't do it without you, Calvin. Could not do it without you. You know, up next, Jane Matinere on air, and Greg Bach. You know, get out. The sun is out, and enjoy it. See you guys on tomorrow.
Smiling faces sometimes, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I've got proof.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Thursday on Matt Nair on Air. Join us for public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and then we talk all things sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sam Bankman-Fried, the mastermind behind the collapsed crypto exchange FTX.